This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Oh, thanks for coming over this evening, Nige. No, nothing's wrong, and it's nothing for you to worry about, but I just can't carry around what I found out by myself. And well, you and I have shared pretty much everything, and I trust you with my life. So you're the guy I'm going to share this with. Plus, I have a feeling you might enjoy it too. So come and sit down. Yes, right there. Next to the beer I've already poured for you. And then I'll explain. Okay. Right. Where to begin? Okay, so yesterday, I was clearing out the garage, and I found some old boxes which I'd not sorted after my dad passed. I obviously, couldn't just throw them out without checking to see what was in them. And oh my God, I found my dad's old diaries, which I know I shouldn't have looked at, but my curiosity just got the better of me. So I started to flick through them. I know I shouldn't have, Nige, but I did. And I'm kind of glad I did, I think, because, well, let's just say it has answered some things I've often wondered about. Nige, stop looking at me like that with that raised eyebrow thing you do. I'm trying to be serious here. Okay. I'm going to read a few entries for you, and then you'll know, okay? Right, okay. So this is the first entry that stopped me in my tracks. December 11th, 1994. Even though I'd seen Bee's dirty panties in the laundry basket before, I'd always resisted them. Not today, though. I nervously picked them up, I put them to my nose, and I sniffed at them deeply. Oh, fuck. I fear I'm going to quickly get addicted to the amazing smell of my cute daughter. I mean, Nige, I was fucking 10 years old. Okay, nearly 11. But my dad was still smelling my dirty panties. What the fuck? I know it's something I'd always hoped he had done, but to learn he'd actually done it is pretty fucked up, right? Oh, you want another before answering me? Okay. I've highlighted all the fucked up ones. Okay, so here's the next. December 18th, 1994. Day after Bee's party. She looked so cute in those tight leggings yesterday. Cute enough to wink off to. But the wife wanted fucking sex. Oh well. At least I thought of Bee's cute ass as I shot my load inside the wife's cunt. Nige, you fucking pervert. You just moaned out loud? Oh my God, you are already hard, aren't you? You're getting off to this, you sick fuck. Can I just remind you? This is my fucking dad perving over me as a preteen. Fuck, yes it is. And it's turning me on too. Okay, next one. December 24th, 1994. Bee has gone to bed pretending she believes in Santa. We all played along.
I so want to show her what I have in my sack. Sorry, Nige. I had to read that one out as it was such a dad joke he made. Did you ever think about your daughters? I bet you did. In fact, I know you did, you sick fucking pervert. Okay, let me read another naughty one. January 26, 1995. I was so nervous slipping B the sedative. I went in to check on her. She was sleeping. I gently called her name. No response. I gently shook her shoulder. No response. I kissed her on the lips and pushed my tongue in her mouth. I cupped her tiny, budding left breast and squeezed the little bump. I was rock hard. I got scared and left, but I'd done what I set out to do. Fuck, I'm so excited. I know. My mouth was wide open too when I read that. My dad fucking drugged me and molested me. You know what, Nige? He didn't have to drug me. I'd have loved to kiss him back. In fact, you might want to get your cock out and start stroking because these next entries are even more fucked up. All right. February 14th, 1995. I did it again. I added the sedative powder to B's bedtime drink and waited 30 minutes. She was out cold. I undressed her. I felt her pussy for the first time. I ran my wet finger up and down B's smooth, bald pussy slit. I couldn't resist pushing a finger between her pussy lips up to my first knuckle, too. I took a photo of my finger inside her. I was naked. My cock was rock hard and inches from my daughter's face. I leaned forward and pushed it in her mouth while my finger started to gently go in and out of her moistening pussy. I was close to coming. I pulled my cock out of B's mouth and came all over her cute sleeping face. I cleaned her facial up gently with tissues, but I so wanted to leave her covered in cum. Maybe I will next time. My God. There's no wonder I love facials. Fuck. I had my first facial at fucking 11 years old, all thanks to daddy. Nige, are you listening to me? Oh my God, you are fucking gooning to this. I mean, I know you have a visual mind, but this is amazing to see you like this. Well, keep pumping for me. You sick fucking pervert gooner. March 8th, 1995. B hasn't suspected a thing, even though I am coming on her more than I am having sex with my wife. The best was tonight, though, when I came all over my daughter's sweet pussy. I even massaged my sperm between her cunt lips to use as lube so I could push two fingers inside her deeper than I had ever finger-fucked her before. Thank goodness she hasn't started her periods yet. Oh, fuck, Daddy. Why didn't you just tell me? You so didn't need to drug me. Nice. I'm going to start rubbing myself too. So keep stroking for me while I rub and read more. April 22nd, 1995. I licked B's pussy for the first time today. And I loved how she moans in her sleeping state. I so loved how she tasted. I'm definitely addicted to my daughter and all this secret molesting. Oh, I want to fuck her so bad. I want to feel my heart caught deep inside her tight fuckhole. Her tight, wet, preteen fuckhole. Oh, fuck. Fuck, Daddy. I love how you enjoyed my pussy, and I'm so glad I was wet for you. I want you to fuck me, Daddy. I want to feel your cock inside of me as a fucking preteen. Oh, I want to be your whore, Daddy. I hope you're looking down on this and seeing me, your bee, enjoying what you did to me. Oh, God, Daddy, look how deep I can get my fingers and my cunt for you. Sorry, Nines. I forgot you were there. Not that you care. You stay in your trance and just listen to me read my daddy's perversions out loud. May 12th, 1995. I finally did it. I have taken my daughter's virginity. Oh, my cute darling daughter B is now a woman at 11 years old. She took my daddy cock all the way inside of her. I bumped against her cervix. My fucking cock actually bumped against her cervix. Well, before then, though, I looked down on her as I lay between her legs. I kissed her sweet pussy. I actually made out with her cunt. I wanted to prepare my daughter properly. I didn't want to hurt her. Her pussy was ready. And I was ready. Oh, God. And I moved up and rested on my elbows either side of her cute, sexy body. And this was the moment. I was shaking. My cock was throbbing. My heart was pumping. I put the head of my cock against sweet B's wet pussy. Oh, I gently pushed and she took me. She squeezed Daddy's cock. She was actually fucking squeezing me. I checked to see if she was asleep still, and she was. And I pushed again and felt her hymen. I was too far gone to stop. I pushed deep and hard and tore through my sweet bee's thin barrier. Oh, I fucked her hard until I couldn't go anywhere deeper. Bumping against her cervix sent me over the edge, and I flooded my daughter's pussy so fucking full of my sperm. Oh, fuck. I lay on my daughter's tiny body until my cock softened. I kissed her on the forehead. I kissed her on the lips, and I swear her lips fucking twitched. I stared at B. She was sleeping for sure. I kissed her again and pushed my tongue in her mouth. I could not believe what was starting to happen. B's tongue was meeting mine, and we were fucking kissing. My cock started to get hard again, and I checked, and she was definitely still asleep. I panicked, though, and pulled out. But I had done it. I had fucked my little girl, and I know this won't be the last time. Every night for a week then, Nige, there's another entry. They are not as long, but listen to these. May 13th, 1995. I couldn't resist fucking B again. May 14th, 1995. I have a problem. I'm addicted to my darling bee's pussy. May 15th, 1995. I turned my wife down for sex tonight, as I wanted to fuck Bee instead. Her cute little budding tits drive me wild. I can't leave them alone. May 16, 1995. I am starting to drug my wife, too, as she is getting suspicious of my nighttime wandering. May 17, 1995. Oh, fuck, what a good idea that was, drugging my wife. Now I can fuck Bee even longer each time. I swear, she is starting to involuntarily book her hips as I fuck her. May 18th, 1995. I have decided to start leaving my cum inside of Bee instead of trying to clean her out. I almost want her to know I'm fucking her. Maybe she already knows. May 19th, 1995. Bee and myself are staying away in a hotel in a few weeks because of a softball tournament Bee is playing with. There's only one room available, so we are going to be sharing it. I wonder what the night will bring. I think I'll take it easy on the fucking until then, as I don't want to screw this opportunity up. June 7th, 1995. First night in the hotel. The softball games went well. Bee was kind of acting funny. Not in a bad way, but if I'm not mistaken, Bee was kind of flirting with me. It kind of scared me a little, but I was cool. I mean, I wanted to pounce on her. I wanted to kiss her passionately. I wanted to grope and molest her and fuck her hard. I was scared, though. I mean, it's not normal for a dad and an 11-year-old daughter to make out and fuck, is it? I'm going to leave her alone tonight and see what tomorrow brings. Oh, my goodness, Nige. I remember that tournament in that hotel, and I was flirting with Daddy. And now I know what he had been doing to me. There's no wonder I was as horny as fuck for him. I thought I was still a virgin and couldn't understand why my little pussy tingled all the time or why it was always wet. I can't believe you, Nige. You were fucking useless right now. You're just zoned out in a trance, jerking your cock. In fact, I know you. And you're going to be no good to anyone until you release. But as always, you're going to have to wait for me to give you that release. Aren't you, my good, obedient gooner? Oh, well. I'll carry on with the next entry. June 8th, 1995. Bee is definitely flirting with me. I mean, I'm not complaining at all. Especially as she's been prancing around and only her cute panties and trainer bra. Jeez, if only she knew that I know every single inch of her under those skimpy coverings. My God, that's just reminded me of how this started. Me smelling Sweet Bee's pussy juice and her dirty panties. Now, I go straight to the source. In fact, tonight, I'm going to fuck her. I've made my mind up. Nige, come out of trance. You're going to want to take this next one in. In fact, I'm going to treat you to a live countdown experience. Mm-hmm. Yes, I knew that'd get your attention. Okay, there's only one thing for it. I'm going to count you down from 10. And when I get to 1, I want you to give me the biggest load, not just for me, but for me as little Bee. Losing my virginity at just 11 years old to my real daddy. Okay, here we go then. And remember, don't you dare come before I get to 1. Which will be after I read the last entry for today. 10. I asked you around today to listen to me share my shocking find of how my daddy abused me as a little girl, starting at just 10 years old. 9. As soon as I started to read out my daddy's entries in his diaries, you were rock hard. You just loved hearing how my daddy sniffed my dirty panties and perved over my preteen body, didn't you? You sick, twisted pervert. 8. My daddy loved me so much, he drugged me and wanted to fuck and molest me without hurting me. My daddy wanted to fuck me more than my mommy. He wanted to fuck his own biological daughter. Incest sex. Wow, Nige. How fucking hot and sexy does that sound? Incest sex. Yes. I so love that daddies want to fuck their own daughters. 7. Daddy loved my cute underage body. He kissed me all over. He made out with me. I made his cock hard. Yes. Daddy wanted to do all the fucked up things to me that I encourage my perverts to do in their own fucked up fantasies. Yes. Daddy wanted my cute underage pussy. 6. I loved the way he raved about my puffy little nipples before they turned into proper tits. My daddy always used to stare at them. I used to make sure he'd catch me as I was taking my bra off after school. I so wanted him to grab me and start making out with them. If I only knew he'd already done that to me when I was so little. 5. Can you believe I lost my virginity at such an early age? 9. Did you ever imagine doing the same to your daughters? I know you did. You know we don't have any secrets. In fact, I know there's one of your daughters that you'd fuck even now if you had the chance. But imagine doing what my daddy did to me with your own youngest daughter when she was only 11 years old, too. 4. I still can't believe my daddy perved over me like he did. Do you think all daddies perv over their daughters? I think they do. And it makes me so fucking wet thinking about daddies fucking their real biological daughters, breeding them, raping them, giving them rape babies. 3. I hope you're getting ready to come, Nigel. Or should I say Daddy Nigel? I bet you would have loved to have been my daddy fucking me while I was asleep, filling me with your daddy's sperm, trying to breed me. Get ready, Daddy Nigel. When my daddy comes in me, I want you to show me how much it turns you on. I want you to imagine your cum is breeding me, breeding your own daughter, or breeding any fucking slut daughter you want to imagine. 2. I've been rubbing myself all this time that I've been talking and reading my daddy's words to you, Nige. But I'm saving my own cum for later when I'm alone, because I want to imagine it's just me and my own daddy in the room when I come. Here's the last entry, Nige, but don't you dare come until the count of 1. June 8th, 1995. I have just filled my precious bee's pussy with my seed again. I love my daughter so much. I just can't stop fucking her. She is going to make so many men happy as she grows up. I just know it. Let my cum soak into your tight little pussy, my precious baby bee. 1. Come, Nigel. Come. Shoot your cum for me. And imagine it's your cum soaking into my 11-year-old cunt. Yes. Fuck, Nige, that is such a big load. I so love how you trance and come for me. I cannot actually believe you shot it all over my carpet, though, you naughty perverts. But you know what? Fuck it. Let it soak in. Just like my daddy let his sperm soak into me when I was just a cute little preteen. Daddy Nigel, that was so much fun.